Derry City lost 2-1 at home to Dundalk on Friday night. Dundalk went ahead after just 10 minutes when Sam Bone fed a neat direct ball to the feet of Robbie Benson, who turned and sent a curling left foot shot beyond the keeper from the edge of the box. Joe Thompson made a pass to the 6-yard box from Jamie McDonough after just 16 minutes, but he hit a weak shot at the keeper. On 22 minutes, McGonigal just failed to get a touch on a pass into the 6-yard box from Brandon Kavanagh. 3 minutes later, McGonigal turned provider when he sent a cross from the left byline for Kavanagh, who was unable to challenge the Dundalk keeper with a shot. On 32 minutes, Benson made a mess of a potentially great opportunity when he weakly hit a shot wide of the Derry goal from the edge of the box. Into the second half, and Derry levelled on 75 minutes through substitute James Akintunde. A free kick from the right by Brandon Kavanagh was headed in by the substitute from just a yard out. On 82 minutes, the winner came from Pat Hoban. Derry messed about terribly with the ball on the right edge of their box. John Martin cut Derry open with a pass to Hoban, and he scored from 6 yards. In the celebrations, the Dundalk boss, Stephen O'Donnell, was given a red card to go with his earlier yellow card. In the 95th minute, Will Patching hit the bar for Derry City with a stunning free kick from 20 yards out. A decent game overall. Both teams played their usual good brand of football, but it was the visitors who ran out the winners, and it finished at the Brandywell on Friday night. Derry City 1, Dundalk 2.